New matches now set for Wrestle Kingdom. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, December 14th, 2020. This update sponsored by IndieWrestling.us.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan officially announcing a half dozen new matches for Wrestle Kingdom late Sunday night. Added to Night 1 on January 4th, Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Great O'Khan. Also, IWGP Tag Team Champions Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. defending against the World Tag League winners, the Gorillas of Destiny. And Best of the Super Juniors winner Hiromu Takahashi will face Super J Cup winner El Phantasmo. The winner of that match will advance to Night 2 to challenge IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion Taiji Ishimori. Also now confirmed for Night 2, Evil vs. Sonata, and Shingo Takagi defending the never openweight title against Jeff Cobb. New Japan also announced matches for its Road to Tokyo Dome shows later this month. The show on December 23rd will see the King of Pro Wrestling 2020 winner decided when Toru Yano faces Bad Luck Fale. Well, this next story is bigger than pro wrestling, but it's certainly being watched closely across the entire business. We're talking about the first doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The first wave of about 3 million doses is now being rolled out nationwide. Vaccinations are expected to begin today. Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are the priority right now. Anyone getting vaccinated will need a second shot in a few weeks for full protection. In Florida, where WWE and AEW have been essentially trapped by the pandemic for most of the year, more than 179,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine are expected to arrive soon. Again, it'll be healthcare workers and long-term care residents getting it first. Others will have to be patient.
We are working to get as much vaccine for our citizens as possible, but Florida will not, nor will any state, have enough to vaccinate everyone right off the bat.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking just days ago. AEW's Kenny Omega, Rey Fénix, Penta El0M, and Michael Nakazawa are returning to the U.S. after appearing at AAA's Triple Mania show in Mexico City on Saturday night. Now, if you're wondering about travel restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic, air travelers leaving Mexico may be subject to health screenings. That's according to the website for the U.S. Embassy in Mexico. Also, the CDC does recommend anyone traveling back into the U.S. get tested first, and then, after arriving back in the U.S., get tested again and stay home for at least 7 days. There are some new details on the four characters inspired by Marvel Comics, who debuted for AAA at Saturday night's Triple Mania. Lucha Blog reports it was Leo Rush playing Spider-Man, Daga in the role of Captain America, Brian Cage playing Thanos, and AAA's Taurus as Venom. It's not entirely clear who showed up under the mask of Captain Marvel right after the match.
WWE.
The final Monday Night Raw before TLC goes down tonight. A couple new matches just announced on Sunday will get Sheamus versus AJ Styles. Styles will also be part of a segment called The Nightmare Before TLC. He's challenging Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship next Sunday. Also tonight, The New Day teams with Jeff Hardy to take on The Hurt Business. And we get Lana versus Nia Jax. Finally, an update on NXT India. SK Wrestling is reporting the program will feature Indian talent that are already with WWE competing in an 8-man tournament, and it will be produced at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. It's expected to launch early next year. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, December 14th. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.